1 John chapter 3, verse 18 through 22. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. In whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Precious Lord, we want to be pleasing in your sight. Yes. Father, we don't want our hearts to condemn us. Father, we want to be assured of our salvation when we stand before you. Father, give us that juice. Give us that power. Give us that grace to do all the things that glorify you. Father, thank you in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 My little children, this is the aged apostle coming to this small community of believers who were struggling with false teachings and Gnostics coming in and teaching heretical doctrine and telling them stuff that on the surface you would know what wasn't true. But to a young believer, you can be confused. And John was coming in sort of to clear up the mess. Now, I know we have this picture in our mind of John being Saul. We've done so much damage to the scriptures. When Jesus called these 12 men, he called them to die. Everybody don't sign up for that.
Amen.
Okay? None of them walked away. One was a devil from the beginning, but the other 11, say John, died. They were martyred, meaning they were murdered. Okay? John was sent to the island of Patmos. If you read Revelations 1 and 9, you find out the reason why he was banished to the island of Patmos. Know why? The Bible says, for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why John got locked up on the island of Patmos, where he was supposed to die, where he was supposed to be devoured by barbarians and killed. But then it goes on to say that John was in the spirit. Amen. On the Lord's day. See, these are the kind of men God calls courageous and committed. And they were serious about what they were preaching because they knew their time was short. So that's just that. John says in verse 19. Let me go back to verse 18 just to push us through, because this is what we preached last week. Just to push us through verse 19. He says, little children, let us love. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. What's he talking about? All that talk. We got a lot of talkers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking love. Love is an action word. You can't talk about loving somebody. Okay? I had someone ask me just the other day, well, hey, you know, I'm falling in love. I'm a good person to ask that. I think I'm an expert on love.
Amen. Amen.
I said, well, here's what you need to make sure of. First of all, make sure you have a relationship with God.
Amen.
Okay? And then make sure that you have the resources to maintain a love relationship. They ain't cheap.
Amen. Amen.
I know I'm talking about something. And then the third thing you need to have before you say I'm falling in love, make sure you have it in your heart and soul that you can stay committed to a love relationship.
Amen.
How about that? He never replied. See, that comes with time. Okay. Here's John. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Here we go. John says, we know that we are of the truth. What's he talking about? What kind of truth is he talking about? Who is truth? God is truth. Jesus said, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. So what John is saying, you want to know that you're in a right relationship with God, that you belong to Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Okay? Here's how you know. He's going to give you an idea of, here's how you know that you are of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How? Because you're in good standing. You're in good standing with the Lord. And when you get out of good standing with the Lord, you get right back into good standing with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? You know you're of the truth because you have a readiness to serve God's people. He's gone through this in the previous chapters. You want to serve. You want to do. You want to say, God, listen. I know you didn't save me for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't save me for nothing. Maybe you might be saying right now, I can only do so much. But whatever I can do, I want to do it. I want to do it. I want to have a servant's heart. Okay? You want to have that kind of message in your heart. You want to make sure you love the truth. I have this verse that jumped out at me. And here's this woman. Y'all know the story. Y'all know the story well. And she came to the well at noon. High noon. The heat of the day. This is the time of the day where people came to the well. This time of the day were the outcasts of the city. You want to get to the well at 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock when it's nice and cool. You don't want to be dipping for water at noon in the Palestinian sun. And so she runs into Jesus, and I'm not going to tell you the whole story. Y'all know the whole story. And Jesus tells her all about her sinful ways. Now, I always say, with Jesus telling a story, you be one or two people in the story. And you ain't never Jesus.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So just because this is a woman at the well, could be a man at the well. Alright? So we're not going to get, I know we into this gender stuff. That's not what I'm going. That's where I'm not going there. But that's a man at the well, a woman at the well. We all got our stuff.
Amen.
Jesus what? Knows all about it. Okay? So she says in verse 20, our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Now, really what she's trying to do is get away from the fact that Jesus didn't call her out. Okay? Which is fine. Let's leave that alone. We don't want to talk about too much about our past. None of us in here really want to. I know I don't. Y'all have to twist my arm. Okay? And Jesus said unto her, woman, verse 21 of John 4, woman, believe me. I like that.
Believe me.
The hour coming when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. Now watch where this go. He says, ye worship, you know not what. And we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. What's he talking about? He's telling this woman, you don't know what you're worshiping. Salvation is of the Jews. What's he saying? Somebody say, I don't know, Pastor. What's he saying? I've read that verse so many times. What's he saying? The message that the Jews got was totally different than the message that we're going to receive after Jesus Christ dies on the cross. Okay? See, the Jews had an experience with God that the heathen folks didn't. God exposed himself to the Hebrews in so many ways. I have a list. He sent Abraham to Pharaoh and said, let my people go. And then he sent blood and frogs and gnats and flies and cursed and livestock and boils and hail and locusts and darkness, and they killed their firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you worship what you know not. We worship for what we know what we worship. Now watch. What else did they see? Manna come from heaven. Gentiles didn't see that.
No, sir.
Quail came from heaven. David slayed Goliath. Parting of the Red Sea. Water out of a rock. The wall of Jericho falling down. The three Hebrew boys in the fire. God had showed himself to the Israelites in a magnificent way. Stay with
Amen.
Me. Stay with me. But he says this in verse 23. This is for us. This is for us. This is for us. We don't know if you're in the truth. That's the question. We know that we are in the truth. Watch this. But the hour cometh.
Mm-hmm.
And now is. Now is. When the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Amen.
How about that? He's seeking, still seeking. He's seeking the day. He's seeking the day. His eyes are open and his ears are open. He's seeking the day. The word of God is going out. He's not going to put anybody in a headlock. He's not going to put anybody in a headlock to get him to come to the Lord. But he's going to send a message out.
Amen.
I said it this morning in Sunday school. That preacher better talk about Jesus a whole lot in every sermon.
Amen.
Every sermon. If you listen to sermons and you won't hear Jesus' name and Jesus being lifted up, pay attention.
Amen.
Pay attention. Verse 24. Verse 24, he said, God is spirit. God is spirit. Watch. And they that worship him, don't spread your worship around.
Amen.
Don't spread your worship around. They that worship him, Marcus said it, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Meaning, you can't worship God without the Spirit. You can't worship God without the Spirit. And if you have a hard time worshiping God, you have a hard time praising God, you have to ask God, listen, fill me with your Spirit.
Amen.
Fill me with your Spirit. Okay? See, Spirit can run low. See, the Bible says we can quench the Spirit. Okay? Think of your Spirit like your cell phone. If you don't keep it plugged in, what's going to happen? It's going to die down.
Amen.
Okay? Now, maybe the only difference between worshiping God and the Spirit in your cell phone is God not going to cut off. Okay? But you can get low. Anybody in here ever got low? Anybody ever here felt like their spirit was low? You look at your phone and this is showing red?
Amen.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Go put it on charger. See, as Christians, some of us might need to be put on the charger.
Amen.
Get a little low. You get a little low. And you know when you know when you get a little low, feel like cussing. You ever felt like smacking somebody?
Amen.
See, when you get like that, you know you're getting low. You know, you feel like you need a drink.
Uh-oh.
You might be getting low. Yeah, look, I need to get plugged in.
Amen.
Cause we can get low. Amen. Don't want to be bothered with your wife. Don't want to be bothered with your kids. You might be getting low. Y'all know the rest. I ain't gonna push it too far. But I know when I get low, I get low. I do a lot of talking. I hope y'all don't think that the pastor got it all together.
Amen.
Okay. I hope y'all not under that influence. But he talked like he got it all together. No, I get low.
Amen.
But I know where to go.
Amen. That's
okay.
Right.
That may be the difference. I get low. See, every Wednesday night, I don't feel like coming out here. I don't want y'all to think every Wednesday night, I don't feel like, every Sunday school lesson, I don't feel like teaching. Sometimes I don't feel like teaching Sunday school lesson. Yeah. Sometimes I tell Cindy, Cindy, I ain't going to church today. Tired of church. Tired of church folk. See, Satan talks to me. Y'all think y'all got a, only one got a contract with him? Come on, Toya.
Oh, amen.
That's right. That's right. God is love.
Yeah, amen.
See, Satan don't play. He wants every church shut down.
Amen.
He's not playing. Okay? Good news. Let me give y'all some good news. I got this in my notes. Good news break. Good news is our hope is not in this life.
Amen.
That's good news. Our hope is not in this life. God is in control.
Amen.
Our hope is not in this life. Let me give you this wonderful verse on truth. I hope y'all have some of these in y'all storehouse. Sometimes you just need some good verses. Okay? Here's the Apostle Paul. And he's saying salvation is based on truth. See, when I heard Jake praying this morning, I was like, you see, we thinking of lying. Because love without truth is not love.
Amen.
Salvation without truth is not love.
Amen.
You can't be saved and not accept and appreciate the truth of God's word.
Amen.
See, everybody talking about heaven ain't going. Okay. I heard somebody say this just recently, I need a roadmap to heaven. Well, if you need a roadmap to heaven, you're in trouble. Okay? Because there ain't one road. There's no turning. There's only one way to heaven. Okay? So you know, I don't know when to get off. Listen, you don't get off. You go straight. And you just go straight. You don't need Google Maps and Waze and all that. Just go straight. Okay? Oh Lord have mercy. Here's Ephesians 1:13. Watch this. Watch this great verse. Paul says this. He says, in whom ye also trusted. He's talking about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's talking about the death, burial, and resurrection. He's talking about these folks have been taught the word of God. They have been taught the facts. They have been taught the truth, and now they have a relationship with the Word of God, okay? And they trusted in it. And he says, in whom ye also trusted. Here we go. After that ye heard the Word of truth, the Scriptures, the death, burial, and resurrection. Paul had explained it in a way where they understood it. They received it. They put their trust in it. They repented from their ways. And now, and only then, can you be saved. Watch this. In whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Okay? Y'all, I say it all the time. Okay. I'm only accountable for one salvation.
Amen.
And I love a whole lot of folks. I love a whole lot of folks, but I only got one ticket. Alright? I ain't giving it up. I ain't giving it up. What's the one guy in the Bible who he gave up his birthright for a cup of soup? No. I'm not giving up this ticket. Now I will tell you how to get yours.
Amen.
Okay? I will sit down with you. I will meet with you and say, here's how you get your ticket. Okay? But you can't have mine. Okay?
Amen.
I'm holding this. That's right. It's damn. Now watch. Watch this. All back on verse 13 of Ephesians 1. In whom you also trusted. After that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, whom also after you believed, here we go, you were sealed.
Amen.
With that Holy Spirit of promise. Don't let these folks come around telling you that somebody can undo your seal. After you were sealed, you were placed in the family of God. Ain't nobody taking you out.
Amen.
Nobody's coming along and breaking that seal.
Amen.
Okay? You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that promise is what?
Thank you, Lord.
Eternal life.
Amen.
Eternal life. That's where that promise was. It was with eternal life. Listen to the second part of this verse. The second part of this verse, the word of truth. We talk about truth. Let's talk about this word of sure. Let's talk about this word of sure. Watch what it says. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts. Let me tell you something. And this is, I just push this. I'm going to push it until God pushes me up into glory. You need to know that you're saved. Okay? You need to know that you're saved. People say, well, you didn't say it once, say it always, say it. No, you better make sure you're saved, for real.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
You better make sure you got the right stuff. Okay? He said that word assure, that word assure, really what it really means is been persuaded. Persuade, okay? It means that you have accepted something that you once didn't believe. Okay? I said it this morning. Paul was a master persuader. Now that word persuade does not mean lying. Somebody lying or luring you or conniving you. Paul said, no. He said, I didn't come to you. How? With words of man's wisdom and excellency of speech and enticing words. He preached the gospel.
Amen.
Okay, their assurance was based on the gospel of Christ. That's what it means to be persuaded. I was listening to Columbus this morning talking about, listen, Paul said, I am persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Paul was persuaded. Because once he didn't believe, but once Jesus showed up to Paul, he was persuaded. What? That nothing can separate us from the love of God. How about
Amen.
That? How about that? Remember the rich man was in hell? He's in hell now. And he know why he was there, and he know he wasn't getting out, and he know he had taught his five brothers well to do exactly what he was doing, and if he didn't get to him, if somebody didn't get to him, they was coming with him.
Amen.
And watch what he says in Luke 16:31. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses, God talking to him,
mm-hmm.
and the prophets, neither will they be, what's that word? Persuaded.
Amen.
Though one rose from the dead. You can be a great persuader. Paul was a great persuader, but everybody wasn't persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, sometimes they wanted to kill Paul. Okay? Sometimes they wanted to kill Paul, but he was a great persuader. And I want us to be great persuaders. Talk to people about the things of God. Why they need to be saved. Somebody will say, why do I need to be saved? Okay? Everybody going to heaven.
Wrong answer.
Let me read one of the saddest stories in the Bible. This is one of the saddest stories in the Bible. Okay? Hope y'all agree. If you don't, it's still sad to me. Here's Paul on trial. He's on trial for doing nothing. But that's how it is when you're a man of God. Or a woman of God. Folk gonna accuse you of stuff that you ain't even doing because that's what Satan does. He's called the accuser of the brethren. Okay? And as he spake for himself, he's on trial. Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning have made thee mad. Absolutely. Every Christian, every preacher of the gospel is a madman. Let me tell you something. There's too many smooth operators. He's a smooth operator. Listen, there's too many smooth operators in the pulpits. Okay?
Amen.
This pulpit ain't for smooth operators.
Amen.
Bust out a song. You know? No. It's for wild men and fools. Okay? The Bible says for the foolishness of preaching. Okay?
Amen.
So if you ain't a fool or a madman, might want to be thinking.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And Paul said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth, here we go, the words of truth. See, the words of truth to an unsaved, unbelieving soul is foolishness. Okay? I know I'm talking to somebody.
Amen.
Maybe not here. Well, we talking to people all over the world. He said, I'm not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. And serious. Paul said, I'm serious about this. And you ought to be serious about preaching. Serious about preaching truth. Because folks need to hear the truth. Bible just went over it. You don't hear the truth, can't be saved. You can't be saved by a lie.
Amen.
Okay? Don't let nobody tell you, well, you know, honey, you all right. No. A lot of folks are left here. Okay? The number reason it's left here, because it's too light. See, it gets light in here. And darkness don't like light. Okay? Y'all see, y'all preacher over there, y'all preacher over there, you know, he preaching on abortion and LGBT, gambling, drinking, cussing, divorce, fornication, of repentance. No, folks don't want to hear that. Go somewhere where it's dark. Let me go somewhere where it's dark and preach, don't touch that stuff.
Amen.
I can just be comfortable in my sin. Okay? I can be comfortable in my sin. I'm never going to be confronted. I'm never going to be forced to ask to be repent of anything. I'm okay. But I ain't going there.
Amen.
He out of his mind. See, that's the greatest compliment I can get.
Amen.
That man crazy. That man crazy over there. He telling you, you know, that gambling is a sin. Hey, everybody gamble, okay? I know preachers that gamble. Preachers go to casinos and hang out. I mean, I know all that stuff. Something wrong with him. They thought something was wrong with Paul. See, I've been in good company.
Amen.
Now watch verse 26. I told y'all, this is a sad story. For the king knoweth of these things. He's talking about, he put the king on blast. He said, the king knows these things. Before whom I speak freely, for I'm persuaded, there's our word, that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. Uh-oh. But Paul putting the king out on blast, and Paul said, the king know. He said, the king know about all the lepers that was healed. The king know about the man who received his sight. He know about Jairus' daughter. He know about Lazarus. He know about the 5,000 people being fed. The king know these things. The king know these things. He put the king out there. Now, y'all watch this now. Because everybody you talk to, let me tell you something. There ain't a person we know that don't know about the things that went on in the Bible. You talk to anybody, and I talk to some folks. They know what that Bible says. Because most of the folks my age were brought up in Sunday school and the church, and they know about Lazarus raising from the dead. They know about people, 5,000 folks being fed. They know about blind Bartimaeus. That's common knowledge. Why don't they receive it? Why don't they accept it? Sad story. Watch what happened. Paul put him out there and said, King Agrippa, verse 27, believest thou the prophets? Who couldn't believe the prophets? What king didn't believe the prophets? Know what the prophets is? Isaiah, Ezekiel, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, all the great prophets of the Bible, they all pointed to Christ. They all pointed to Christ. He said, do you not believe the prophets? It gets even sadder. Paul says, I know that thou believest. How about that? You ever know anybody in your life, anybody you know personally, that you know they believe, but they cannot accept a public testimony of God's goodness? You know they believe. But they know if they say they believe and if they receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, it's a game changer. So they reject him not because they don't believe, but because they don't want to make a lifestyle change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have what? Become new. That's a big step. That's a big step. And King didn't want to make this step. Watch what he does in verse 28. And then the king said unto Paul, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost. Somebody said almost Christian. How many folks you know that's almost Christians? How many folks do we know that's almost Christian? Call them that. When you call them up in text and say, you almost Christian. They almost Christians. But they can't make that because, you know, if I accept being a Christian, then all that stuff. Gonna have to pass away. That's what they believe. They think it's a hard thing. See, they think it's gonna be hard. Listen, everybody in here to save, know this. It wasn't hard walking away from some sins.
Amen.
It wasn't hard walking away from some behaviors. It wasn't hard walking away from some relationship. Some of this stuff felt good.
Amen.
Sure did. I like that, Mark. Mark went way down south and said, sure did. He sure did. Walking away from some folks when you got saved, just that little $100 they owed you didn't mean nothing. You didn't have to deal with that no more.
Amen.
Okay? Ain't none of us in here that really saved Miss being in freed us. Oh, I don't wanna give up going to freedom. What kind of fool is that? Who missed going to so-so's? Come on, man.
Amen.
Nobody missed that foolishness. If you get saved, look, God gave you power to walk away from stuff. Bible says in Acts 1:8, when you receive the Spirit of God, you receive power.
Amen.
To walk away from some stuff. Man, walk away from some stuff. Watch this verse. Let me finish. I'm not going to be long. Then King Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuades me to be a Christian. Look at what's this verse 29 and 30. I thought it was fascinating because I never really get this far with this verse because verse 28 is so impactful. And Paul said, I would to God. Paul, here's a persuader. He's not being distracted by King Agrippa trying to make a little joke about it. Paul stayed right on task. He stayed right on task, stayed right up in his grill. He said, and Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day. Now you gotta understand the courtroom in this day, it was full. It was the main event of the day. Everybody came to the courts. The courts was inside the synagogue and everybody would come. And it would be packed because they wanted to hear these cases because they didn't have really nothing else to do. And Paul called every single person that was in that courtroom out. Imagine that. Imagine if OJ done that. Called everybody out. I just OJ just came to my mind. Okay, because that's the biggest courtroom case, you know. Then Paul said, I went to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am. Accept these bonds.
Amen.
Accept these bonds. Now watch this. So if you don't sit here and look at the Bible, and you see some stuff going on, and you try to put yourself there, you know, listen, if you ever been in a crowd of people who start talking about Jesus, what happens? What happens to that crowd? Okay? They get up out of there, don't they? If you be in the cafeteria, if Justin or little Josh was in the cafeteria and they with all their friends and every time they go to eat their meal, they start praying, guess what? They had that table by themselves in a couple of weeks. You can be like, yo, hold on, I'm gonna pray for my food. All right. Folks, see, that's how it goes. Now watch what they do in verse 30. And when he has thus spoken, Paul got done giving them the gospel, giving them the business. The king rose up and the governor and Bernice and got up out of there.
Amen.
Folks don't like being around like Paul put them all out there. Let me just give you a couple more verses. I'm going to go. I know Vaughn said, don't say that. I'm going to go. Persuading folks. Dangerous work. Talking about Jesus to folks that don't want to hear is dangerous work. And in Acts 14:19, here's Paul. And there came there certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium. Well, Antioch was the place where Christians were first called Christians. Okay? Who persuaded the people and having stoned Paul. Paul got stoned for what he believed. Paul got stoned for what he believed. See, that's what I say. When you pick up this Bible, and you say, I'm going to go out and tell the world, you better know what you're getting into. See, that's the part of that one soil that was planted on hard pan, hard ground, and when the roof went down, it hit the rock, it couldn't get no more nutrition, and it sprang up, and when it sprang up, Some burn it up. The world will burn up your testimony if it's not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. The world will burn up your testimony.
Amen.
You will not have longevity in this, and you will not have longevity in Christianity if your roots don't go down deep.
Amen.
See, we want to pop up fast, but we don't want the roots to go down deep. The roots got to go down deep. That's what your nourishment said.
Amen.
We only want what people can see to prosper, to pop up. Let me tell you something. That root system better be good. You won't be serving God for 20, 30, 40 years without a good root system. A real good root system. You need a good root system. That's first. Paul the persuader. Fearless. No, this ain't the last verse. Sorry. But I'm close. Acts 19:25. Watch this. He says, moreover, you hear. You see that not only in Ephesus, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul have persuaded and turned away much people. What was his message? Saying that there be no gods, little g, which are made with hands. Well, I'm getting ready to close. I had this verse on my mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And I'm going to close with this verse for sure. And Vaughn and Jeremy are going to come up and we're going to read off some of the names of the great people who have served in this church and that's been part of our family, and they'll be part of, hopefully they'll be part of our family when we all get the glory. Paul's writing to Timothy, and he's telling Timothy, you need to be a persuader too. Every preacher needs to be a persuader, okay? Not with trickery, okay? Not having Chinese auctions and all that kind of stuff going on in the church and drawings and stuff, and none of that. We need to be able to persuade people of their need for the Lord. It ain't easy. When Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 1 and 12, he said, for this cause, I suffer these things. Nevertheless, watch this, I am not ashamed. And Paul says, for I know whom I have believed. And here we go. And I am persuaded, fully convinced, fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. What's Paul? What day is Paul talking about? That day when he gonna stand before the Lord. Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Okay? And we're going to stand before the Lord. And we need to have our stuff in order.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we need to have in order? Said it this morning. For God so loved the world. You can stand before the Lord. You say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Right, Joshua? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Get to know that verse. That's a deep verse.
Amen.
Get to know that verse, Justin. You know it already. Teach your younger brother that verse and what it means. God is good. Let's pray. Precious Lord, thank you. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for the people of God. Thank you for this church. Thank you for every church, Father God, where the Word of God is being preached.
Yes, Lord.
Let me put it, where the foolishness of preaching is being preached. Father, thank you for this church. Thank you for my friend who come down from African area to visit us. Father God, we ask that you give him traveling mercies as he leaves this place and goes back. But give him strength, Father God, to pursue ministry. To be dogmatic. To be fearless. To be uncompromising. And to be willing to die for what he believed. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for his church. Amen.
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 Then we'll do the, after we read this, we'll do the close out.
Okay. What did Marcus say?
Just remind me of prayer for him.
Oh, I thought she was talking about she's cold.
Hey, thanks once again for a wonderful message. We just want to read off some of the things that have gone on before us. We just want to remember and just give a time to say, well, we say thank you to God for letting us have them as long as we did.
Yes, amen.
So. I'm going to read the first set of names, and then Levon is going to read the second set of names. They're put in alphabetical order. Now, we might have missed somebody. It's not on purpose. But as long as you remember.
Yes, yes.
And hopefully, like Pastor said, when God comes back for all of us, we'll all be together to praise his name and live happily ever after in heaven with him. And I'll begin. Mother Beatrice Allen.
Amen.
Thelma Barros.
Amen.
Sarah Bell. Reverend Hubert Clardy Jr.
Amen.
Tina Clardy. Our sister Viola Clark, Teddy.
Amen.
William Daniels.
Amen.
Aziza Duke.
Amen.
Deacon David Fitzgerald.
Amen.
Sister Doris Gardner, Pauline Gray, Deacon Larry Jeter Sr., Larry Jeter Jr., Sister Pinky Johnson, Deacon Quatrillion Z. Johnson, and now LaVon will finish up.
Clarence Jones, Reverend George Jones,
Reverend Jones,
Gladys Jordan, the pastor's father, Bridget. Albert Neal.
Amen. Amen.
My father-in-law, Deacon Chester Nell.
Uh-huh.
Edith Owens. The pastor of this assembly, Pastor Lawrence E. Shell.
Amen.
Mary Jo Stanton. Serena Tate. Amanda Turner. Nate Turner. Ibera Wallace. Deacon David Wilson. Mary Wright. As some of you know, we weren't here for the whole amount, but some of the things that I learned from a lot of these people was they learned the Bible. And the ministry here is fantastic because by them learning the Bible and me sitting under them, I learned a lot from the Bible. So what it is just like Pastor said, I was persuaded from the word,
yes.
By the word, they know the word, and that helped me learn the word. So all the people here, I'm telling you, sit under the word, because the people that live the word are the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And when you think about Romans 16 and Paul's writing to the Romans, he has a whole chapter where he thanks all the people who served with him, side by side with him. And he goes down the whole list. I'm not going to go down the whole list, but it's biblical to honor those who have given their lives to the ministry and have served. And not only that, it's a model for us. When we start talking about Hebrews 12, that great cloud of witnesses, there's work to do and the work goes on. And it's good to see folks stepping up and seeing young people come in and doing things, because that's how the church grows. We don't get upset when we hear the babies cry, the noise in the church, because that's the signs of a a growing church, what our responsibility is to train them up and to teach them to be servants of God. But they're going to serve somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, they're going to serve someone. Amen. We'll close out with our song, and then Deacon Jeremy will close out in with prayer for our fellowship dinner.
Amen.
Amen. Now, to the King, eternal, immortal, invincible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. That boy today.
Three trips to pack it.
You could have came. Oh, you got a truck.
Yeah. I got truck in the trailer. And my brother's supposed to show up in the truck. It's only like one room full, but they're big stuff.
Where's she going?
She's already at Park Center on South Ave. She can't take her stuff. It's all going to my brother's and like the bigger stuff she's just getting rid of.
She's seen any remorse in it since?
I think so. I think she realizes she messed up, but I don't know what she's gonna do. So
Tanner, you ain't running out, are you gonna eat with us, aren't you?
But then he says that cool.
I really appreciate it.
It's so weird that you took me to put this on. You know how I dress.
I know.
I'm talking about that. Maybe consider that kind, those kind of things. So.
Even him, when he preaches, he's got how many sermons you got?
One, two.
You know, when he comes in and preaches, he wears his one suit. That's the blue jacket.
No, it's black. Actually, I don't even have two anymore. I look at, I got my fireman class next, which is a nice suit.
Okay.
I get fired. Jake, what are you doing?
That's something to think about. We'll talk some more. I'm gonna work that out. I already told myself I'm working that out. We're going to start meeting. You know.
Good, because I need to.
Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
I got to go pick Cindy up from the airport this week. And yeah, we're going to start.
I'll be working. Wait, no, hold on.
I mean, when you keep in your schedule, I mean, even if I can get, I'm going to start getting Columbus there.
I would love to, man.
Columbus there, then maybe.
Okay. Well, it's just I most of the time I have to work. I think it's... I think it's one Sunday a month and then two Sundays a month. And then one, I think it bounces like that the way my schedule works. So I think I'm there one Sunday like that month and then the next month it's two Sundays. It's every third day.
Well, so I'm gonna try to be consistent with it and see if I can get some.
I'll be there.
Just drink a cup of coffee and just
here. Yeah, I'll be there. Like this Sunday or this next week, I would technically work Sunday, but I'm not. I'm jumping ship. So, like, therefore, I'm pretty sure it's going to come off again on Sunday. I think I work Saturday.
Yeah, we just used to get together every Sunday back in the day. And I think, we were in the evening. And we go to Panera Bread. We could start 5:30. Yeah. A good hour away. Ain't that long a drive, bro? I did it for 8 years. You know that, but don't get me started.
Yeah, I'm off this coming Sunday, the 6th. Yeah, because I work Thursday. I'll probably work again Saturday, but then get some time on Tuesday.
I enjoyed it. You do. You get a lot of time thinking. We get on sermon audio. I'll play a sermon on the way out there. If the sermon's 50 minutes.
He got a big truck. I was driving that Suburban, I said, no, that was killing me. Yeah,
I can't imagine.
Great, thanks for
stick around. Let's talk. You gotta get going.
Yeah, unfortunately.
When you gonna have some free time during the week? Anything?
No, never. It's almost never during the week because actually during the week at night. Like for instance, this week I went early, but then they're using me Tuesday, Wednesday at Firefield, then I'm back at the station Thursday. I don't know about Friday. I don't know if they're using me or not. But they literally work me every day at night.
Good. You gotta take care of the baby, bro.
I know. So you tell me.
I did it.
Every time I go to work, Jack is like, oh yeah.
Send some more money. You got everybody talking about it? Really?
Yeah.
Good.
I'll see you. No, I gotta go.
Good job, Pastor. As usual. Normal. You
ride with me to pick up your mother?
got rid of the truck.
You got rid of the truck.
You know it.
All right, I'll see you. Have fun.
All right, bro.
I'll be in touch. You get the books out
there?
Yeah,
right,
I sent you a message.
No, I have seen them. You know, I walk in the
office,
I see everything.
I knew you would.
Here,
Mike.
No.
All right, I'll get a hold of you.
What's she looking for? Gummies? Ain't no yummies in there. Get up out of there. You make that?
Yes, sir. He's trying to get a
job at
the mocha house.
Really? That's what's up. They got three of them.
I like to
say. Come in here. No, he's a fellowship hall. Mm-hmm. What you doing, girl?
You didn't have it.
What you got, girl?
Oh, beer. Boy.
Real happy.
You smashing.
Hey, you ever seen the Avengers? When Captain America told them all what to do, he said, oh, smash.
That's me.
They got living room cars, fruit cars.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
The rent is good, bro. Yeah,
but I bought two things. Hey! What you running for?
Yes.
You've been with it for sticking to
it? Yes. Day one, we're that baby.
That's my baby.
That's my hero.
That's gonna make me cry. Okay.
Now you know
who we are, so
right.
We're gonna, yeah, I'll be
okay.
On time next.
That's right.
That's right.
You're on time now. You're gonna get something to eat.
You know
what? You want? Joshua, what's going on with you? I ain't your favorite pastor today. Huh?
It's not about it.
Who's it about? You got a girlfriend? You got a girlfriend. What's her name? You got a girlfriend? What's her name? He got a girlfriend?
No!
I say, why are you mad at me? You said anything about you. I said, oh, you got a girlfriend? What's her name?
No. He probably told you his brother got one, but he don't have one either. I don't think.
Oh, they broke up. Oh. You something else, boy. What did your mother make? What did your mother make?
I don't know.
You should know what your mother made. What she make?
I think she made.
She made these string beans?
I think she made those.
You think you know everything. You don't know what your mother made?
Wait, I don't know what she made. She made those, and I think she, you made those?
No, I didn't.
I don't
know. I know.
You made those?
She made the baked beans?
Mm-hmm. And the baked?
No, grandma made something. I don't know. She made grandma made a cake. Okay, what are we eating, bro? Come on.
That one? Mm-hmm. Just a little bit?
Just a little bit? Okay, I'm going to find you a little piece. They don't have no little pieces. Oh. It should be something in there. Look. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Okay, and I know you want my corn. Yeah. That thing is good.
Yeah,
my favorite.
I know.
Your corn is good.
South Carolina, North Carolina, somewhere.
And I can throw a rock to the airport.
You don't know what I live.
But you didn't know that's a big area. I live right by the airport.
Okay, phone call.
Oh, there's two of them. They shuffle on one side, there's whales on the other. But the base of the airport, I'm not sure the name of that one. Frank?
Yeah.
Is it Frank? She the one that was putting the tablet next to the
phone? I know.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Okay. She said she the one that was putting the tablet next to
the phone. Oh, yeah. Her and that tablet.
You got friends out there or something?
Hmm?
You got friends out there or something?
You, yeah, her family's down there. Her sister's daughter is in North Carolina. They went down there. Charlotte.
You've been there, right?
Who, me? Been to Charlotte? I think once.
I like North Carolina. Charlotte.
Justin, bring me one of them orange drinks. One of the orange ones in a cup. Thank you, sir.
Am I driving?
Everybody talking about Phil Hill when I go out there. No. I just got off work 5 minutes ago. I got here early waiting for you. Usually when we have a picnic or dinner, you usually get here around 8 o'clock.
The baby was sick. I had to make sure the baby was okay to cry back. Yeah, I'm
usually here
early.
Some
more?
I didn't get my sleep until 5 in the morning. Columbus took your place.
You said what?
Columbus came to talk to me.
No, Phil.
Okay.
Everybody talking about Phil Hill.
You know him?
Mm-hmm.
Well?
Mm-hmm. Phil didn't walk by my office without stopping and talking to me.
He what?
He never walked by my office without coming in and talking to me.
I didn't know him at all.
Really?
Yeah. I remember seeing him several times. Uh-oh.
Come on, Karina. You gotta watch what you're doing, Amaya.
I got it. You have to do that. Here. So, I'm running. Christina's going straight home, so
I didn't
need somebody to go read as an prayer.
Okay.
And
thank you. So,
thank you. And
Sylvia's
going to take one of her.
Okay.
And I got everybody else.
Who we need?
I got 6 prayers. I'm good.
Claire and.
And Reed.
Okay.
Okay. I got your names on it and everything.
Put it in my hand. You ever work on Saturdays?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's
your name. Yes, I don't work on Saturdays. I work.
No, I'm talking about hospital. Mm-mm. What about Sundays?
Yes, I'm on call. And I'm on call, I work. They'll call me. I don't know when I'm going to call again. Sylvia, all quiet. Her and Clem is quiet. Hey, y'all quiet smashers. Take a breath. Take a breath, Sylvia. She like that texture food. She was born 1 pound, 10 ounces. She was a 1 pounder. Mm-hmm. Need 350 pounds. She told me. How long y'all been back at school?
About 8 weeks, so we'll be done in about 3 weeks. We got a 2 week break coming up. Is that what you mean?
They got the kids all separated at school still?
I only get like 2 to 4 kids in a class, which is what we were talking about.
Today. Yeah, that makes it nice.
So, I can't see it lasting forever, but it's nice for now.
Darnell was telling me they brought AC back and Mott.
Yeah, and he broke the kid's jaw with his tape dispenser.
AC.
Yeah.
He's a fool.
They sent him to
Start
Kelly.
Come right back.
He ain't back. I don't know if he's coming back.
He's coming back. Darnell said he's coming back.
Huh?
Darnell said he's coming back.
He told you that when you were there? He's coming back.
With a tape measure.
Tape dispenser. So, you know, that thing's got weight to it.
Yeah.
If it's still holding.
Hmm?
If it's still in his room, it's not important. You got another kid.
He ain't gonna keep doing it. You see, that's what I problem I had. Why you even expose all those kids to them kind of guys?
Because that kid wasn't the problem.
Mott, same way.
Did you ever do a business with
him?
Mm-hmm. I don't know much about
him. Except for me.
No, Darnell interviewed me several times before I came up there. And he was up there with Dr. Dunphy. Yeah, right. Darnell and I got along really, really good.
How long has he been on?
Who?
Darnell.
He's been there, I think, 2 or 3 years before I got there. He's been there a while.
Isn't that rolling?
Eat your cake and stop playing with it. Eat it. Tell you, them ribs is good. Whoever made them ribs, woo!
Yeah, he did every time. I'm just kidding.
I said it was raining all day yesterday. I know you wouldn't say nothing like that. Only certain type of members say stuff like that. I love them green beans. Everything your mother made was delicious. Everything your mother made was delicious. Huh? We have Bible study.
So is it kind of like what we did this?
Mm-hmm. It's just I prepared a lesson, that's all.
Oh, is that going from the book, right?
Hey, darling. Bye. What time are we leaving in the morning? Oh, yeah. Why don't we go tomorrow?
I have to go on Tuesday. Why would I go twice tomorrow?
Because it'd be nice.
Are you going to drive Tuesday?
I'm not driving on Tuesday. You said you want me. I'm coming with you. You're just going to drive me.
Okay.
I can play on my phone the whole while I'm down up here.
Karina.
You want to put your lips in those things?
How long is that?
Getting there. Can't do like Columbus do.
Me either. I don't think nobody can.
He a heavyweight. He a heavyweight champion of smashing.
Okay. Down on the end. That dude you were talking to, Jake, he fought for the world champion boxer. He fought, I forget what's the, look him up online. He was like 33-3. He fought. He's pretty smooth. I know everybody in here, but that lady down on the end, it's the first time meeting her. And she cool with Toya, so she cool with me. And he was saying, you know everybody in here. I said, I know everybody, but that lady down there across from Toya. I said, she cool with Toya, she cool with me, so she family now. That's one of your sisters?
That's my favorite.
Are you? You saying that because the other ones ain't here?
Right. They know the truth deep down in their hearts. Okay? But they know I'm just glad to tell them.
Justin Sylvia already told us this morning that you won her favorite son. Justin.
All right.
She said
he is a favorite.
Nope.
Oh.
He's like number four. Y'all silly. What's she do, fall? Why are you gonna fall here? You've been outside all week.
Her feet being stuck on the floor. She dragged out one foot.
Pick it up. Watching it, is it going to fall down here?
Got her hands out. I need to meet. Yeah, you're meeting. Yeah, you're here.
What year is that? Amaya. Where'd y'all get the chicken from? Divine's. About time. I know how you feel, Margaret. I know the feeling. How old is she now?
Told my mom it's going to be a while. But I don't know how long I'll
be. It's your mother. She don't care. They get along, don't they?
Huh?
They get along, don't they? How's the baby mama? How's the baby mama? Crazy still?
I mean, nothing's changed there.
Really?
She's got a supervisor now. Because I took her back. But it's not done yet, so. She got worse there for a second and started doing one that starts with an F, one that starts with an M. And,
wow.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully, they'll keep the supervisor permanent, but they haven't done that yet. It's just temporary for now. Did I tell you that?
Come on, dude. Is the shoe sticking on the floor? I don't know. She ain't tired. Head hurt. Ear hurt. Nose hurt. Look out. Oh, I'm full. Right here? Seven.
The rest of them are
gone.
Out the house.
All in prison.
He's trying to hold something. Something.
I really just really want her and one I adopted.
Oh. Well, that would tell me about something.
Yeah. He don't want any bother with me. He don't want any bother with me. He's prodigal. I don't know. Wherever he can find free room and board. Yep, wherever he can find free room and board. Huh? Two? Joshie. Karina, she fell again. You know, I'll just pick her up. She practicing falling. What you do the rest of the day? Just chilling?